So let's now take a look at AI music generators, which are a relatively new thing. They actually started to blow up right at the start of 2024 with the launch of Suno, followed by another tool called Udio, which is arguably even more powerful, although both are kind of fairly comparable. And as well as these AI music generators, which we're going to look at, there are also voice-to-voice AI tools, which have been around for a while. And these allow you to upload your own voice or the voice of a singer or another artist and have that that voice file along with the exact pronunciation and cadence and words and the way that you say the whole thing to be converted into someone else's voice. And if you've seen any of these viral kind of like Drake or Tupac, where they take the artist's voice and then, you know, do a new re-release version, this is how they do it. They actually have a backing voice, an original seed voice, that is then converted to the other artist. Now, it's not as simple as that for reasons I'll come on to in a second, but it is there, and it's actually been there for quite a period of time, even before all these other ChatGPT and these other image AIs appeared on the scene. Now, that being said, both the AI music generators and the voice-to-voice tools are under constant pressure from the music industry. You know, the music industry is highly litigious, as we know, as we saw with Napster, and we don't kind of have an open source alternative to some of these tools. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens, whether they get sued out of existence. I certainly hope they don't, because they are really cool, or whether they are still around in a few years' time. So will it last or not? It's not entirely clear, but I definitely recommend you check them out while they are here. So let's dive in. So 2024 has seen music AI explode onto the scene. The big two tools are called Suno and Udio. Both of them have free plans, and both of them are fundamentally text-to-music and also music-to-music. So in the case of text-to-music, we can enter some keywords that describe the type of music we want, and the AI will go and generate, and it's actually some really high-quality music. Not too far off the kind of stuff that we would get with an actual, you know, song. So if I said, listen to this song that my friend did and played you something from Suno or Udio, you would be very, very impressed. But this is, you know, generated by the AI. It's pretty crazy. But we can also use music to music, whereby we upload a song and then the AI will extend that song. It will imagine what the remainder is. So we can upload like a 2 or 4 or 8 bar section of a song, maybe a hook or a chorus, and the AI will then extend it. And I've been using this myself as a hobbyist producer to see where the AI thinks my track should go. And sometimes it will actually add additional instruments and layers and take it in some interesting directions. It is very much like, say, close to studio quality, although, of course, you do have much less control. And this is true of all the AIs, you know, like the image AIs. It's difficult to edit them. I maybe notice this a little bit more because I do have a lot more experience with music than with creating graphical images, so I can kind of see, oh, I'd like to make these changes, but it's not necessarily as easy to do without access to, you know, the original stems and things like that, although we'll come on to stems a bit later on. Also, something to be aware of, both Suno and Udio are being sued by the music industry, which, you know, we saw what happened with Napster. There's no open source alternative at the moment, so if they disappeared, then it's not clear who would replace them. And so the future of this whole thing is a little bit unclear, which, you know, all these AI companies are experiencing some kind of legal problem here and again. But in this case, because of the music industry being so litigious and aggressive, it's unclear what's going to happen. And fundamentally, though, these text-to-music and music-to-music tools are extremely useful for producers, not just for creating fun songs, but also for sampling, for creating instrumentals, for layering, like I say. If this was something that had an API, I could definitely integrate this into AgentX and create some awesome music with a single prompt. But without the AI, without the API, it's just a bit more finicky, basically. You can also create full songs, though. And depending on your genre and depending on how much time you put into this, I do think it is possible for someone to create an entire album with this using some of the tips that I'll show you in a second. And potentially even an entire label, provided you have time to actually do the re-roll and mess around with this, which does take a little bit of time.